It's... Now to the show. Hey everybody, it's episode
we forget
whatever. Oh yeah, it's 13. It's 13 here. I'm Sam. This is Dara, and we're back doing a show with two people for the first time in I don't remember how long. It's been like a month
weeks.
And a few. Yeah, it's been like 6 weeks or something. It's ridiculous. But I did do a solo show yesterday because I didn't have anything else to do. But whatever. I actually went an hour talking to myself. So
an hour talking to yourself?
Yes, I think I might have a skill in talking to myself about random shit.
Okay, then. I didn't think you could do a talking to yourself episode.
Yeah, it's not very easy to say the least, but, yeah, what's been going on for the past 6 weeks?
Nothing really much. Let's see, I went to see Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on a Plane. We're gonna have to talk about that later in the episode. That's gonna be our little movie review. I talked about Talladega Nights last time.
You talked about Talladega Nights without me?
Yeah.
I love the car.
What would you give it as a rating, just for future reference?
Out of 10. I don't really judge that, and I judge it at like the 5 stars. I guess I would give it like 4 stars. 4 stars, 4.5.
4 stars, 4.5? I gave it 9.5 out of 10. Yeah, that was a good movie. But, yeah, so we've got kind of a lot of stuff to talk about today. Not a lot, though. Since I burned out a lot of stuff yesterday. I was talking about World of Warcraft, too. Which has become, like, an obsession for me.
Have you even done it yet?
Yeah, I've played plenty of World of Warcraft.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I Fantasy haven't. Football, Dara.
Yeah.
The fantasy football thing.
Yeah.
Dude, our draft is next Saturday, just so you know.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
I think, what is next Saturday? When's Labor Day weekend?
When's Labor Day weekend? Next weekend.
Okay. I'm going over to my cousin's that weekend.
The entire weekend?
Yep.
Oh, whatever. I might just turn it back to auto-pick.
But I might be able to do it at the very beginning of the weekend, like maybe on Friday.
Friday? I don't know if I'm good for Friday, because I've got marching band. I don't know if I have it on Friday, though. So, whatever. I'll check. Yeah, so we're going to stick with a lot of our theme today in the YouTube segment, too, with the Stephen Colbert's Green Screen Challenge. Have you heard about that yet? Because I know
you're a television person. No, I haven't. I've heard of Stephen Colbert, but not the Green Screen Challenge.
Stephen Colbert Green Screen Challenge, Stephen Colbert decided that he was going to...
be like, Stephen Colbert and do something
random. Yeah, he was going to be Stephen Colbert. He was going to be incredibly, incredibly random.
Mm-hmm.
So he recorded himself on a green screen with a lightsaber just swinging it around randomly and rolled around on the ground like a friggin' idiot. And he asked them to, he asked his viewers to put an animation behind it. And I shared the raw footage with everybody yesterday, and today I'm going to get some other, like, some finished product. So we're going to do that later. So let's get to our first song right now.
Okay.
This one's by, I actually did not get this one off of the Pod Show, Pod Safe Music Network. This is, from a band called the Ghost Sonata. They're local. Wow, I really don't know how to describe them. They're great, though. Yeah. They're, on, but you can check them out at, I think it's myspace.com/theghostsonata. Mm. And, yeah, so this is, The Blessing, The Curse. Hello, everybody. We're back. Yeah, I like that song. But,
You know what I just remembered about? What? I saw something else on, like, last weekend. It was, the World's Funniest Commercials.
The World's Funniest Commercials? Did you see the, was there the one where it's just, like, a whole bunch of people... And it's like a beer commercial, and there are just a whole bunch of people in a field, and like they make the image of like a big thing of beer, like a guy drinking a beer or something.
I don't think I saw that one.
Did you see the IKEA? Was the IKEA commercial on there? The one where? No.
The one where the girl's eating the spaghetti and then she eats the shoelace.
No, the lamp one.
The lamp one?
That's got to be my favorite. I'm sorry, that's got to be my favorite commercial of all time.
Did you ever see the one where this girl's in her bed pretending to be, like, sick? And, like, I think her husband comes in, and he goes, like, he asks if he's sick, and then the phone rings, and some naked guy comes out of the closet saying that it was his phone. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Like, something for, it was something for a phone.
But, let's see. was the one with the German Coast Guard. Was that one on there?
The German Coast Guard?
The German Coast Guard. And I can't even remember what it's from, but there's
watched a different episode than me.
No, I didn't. This isn't like an I'm actually naming commercials that I've actually seen.
Oh, really?
On the commercial space. But the guy's in the German Coast Guard, and he's, like, new, and the guy's showing him all the controls, right? So he sits down, and he's like, this is the live, right? And the radio comes in and is like, attention, Coast Guard, we are sinking, we are sinking, we are sinking. He's like, what are you sinking about? Do you get it at all?
I wasn't really paying attention.
Okay.
They're playing Texas Hold'em on the computer on TBS. But, I really wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
Okay. But, you know what? I'm just going to explain it again right for you, because everybody else can fast forward right now. But the guy's in the German Coast Guard, and he's new, and he gets a radio message that's like, we're sinking, we're sinking, we're sinking. And the German guy's like, what are you sinking about?
Oh.
Yeah, and then my favorite commercial, though, is it's an IKEA commercial for some lamp, right? And some lady, she comes in with a big box, and she unplugs her lamp, and she puts it outside by the curb, and she plugs in her new lamp, and it starts raining, and it's raining on the old lamp, and, like, you see through the window, the lady's using the new lamp, and it's just, like, such, like, a depressing picture of, like, the lamp, and then this guy walks in, and he's like, you probably feel bad for this lamp right now. That is because you're crazy. It has no feelings. Besides, the new one is much better.
Okay, then.
That's because you're crazy. That's my favorite commercial. But shall we get to the movies, which we were intending to get to? Shall we get to them?
The movies. Yes, let us go.
Okay. It was weird doing a movie review last week without Dara. So I'm going to turn off my microphone pretty much. Either that or just talk very rarely. And let Dara do his review of... I made the same mistake last week. Review of Snakes on a Plane, which he just went to go see. Shoot.
Okay, yeah. I saw Snakes on a Plane, like, I forget how long ago, but it was really cool. It was really creepy, though. At one point, this guy's on the plane before everyone even knows that the snakes have attacked. He goes to the bathroom and, like, he's going pee, and all of a sudden, the audience starts to see, like, a snake come out of the toilet. And you can use your imagination to see what happens next. But it was a pretty violent movie. I was watching this thing the other night, and they were talking about it, and it said how it awakened two fears of people: one, snakes; the other, having your ass kicked by Samuel L. Jackson. It was really creepy.
Yeah, I heard really weird things about that movie.
It's a good movie, nonetheless.
It's great. It's like, the movie became popular before it was even, like, made.
Yeah, that's called the hype, Sam.
No, I mean, like, it's, like, such... No, it's not even, like, hype. It's, like, it just became such a cult idea. You know what I mean, right? Pretending Snakes on a Plane?
Yeah, I know.
It's like, it's almost like you've seen the entire movie before it was even made.
Yeah.
Before even the trailers came out.
Because you basically knew what was going to happen.
you knew it was going to happen. You knew that it was going to become a cult hit, and it already was a cult hit before it was even filmed. So...
Yep.
I actually remember reading about it in Wired for the first time. Which is
I'm
not
playing
really
the... Texas Hold'em on the computer.
Stop it!
Ah.
Whatever. That was a bit random. But, yeah, have you seen any other movies recently?
Actually, no.
No?
Yeah, because my cousins have been over. I haven't been able to see some movies.
What's wrong with you?
Well, my cousins were over.
You're usually
like a baby cousin.
I see seven movies every weekend.
I had like my 2-year-old cousin over, and my 3-year-old cousin and his brothers over. So
that's a bit weird.
Yeah, I couldn't really watch any movies.
Yeah.
I did watch Millions. One night with them. Have you ever seen Millions? Millions is a movie about this like kid who he gives away everything. He knows a lot about saints, and he just all of a sudden a huge bag of money lands right beside him. So he basically just decides to. He wants to give all the money away to the poor and such, but he has a brother that wants to use it all for himself. And this was before the big idea of, you know how in Europe, in England, they were going to switch, the pound to the euros?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like something like that. This is what the story halfway through got about that, trying to switch all the money to euros. It's a really good movie.
Dara?
Like, the kid sees all bunch of saints and stuff.
Dara?
Yeah.
One of my chairs is unplugged and the other's really squeaky.
So, anyway, I unplugged your chair.
Dara? Dara?
Wait one second, yes?
Can I call my mom real quick?
No, not right now. Can use my cell phone.
Okay, coming up.
Hello?
Okay, that was great.
That was... Okay, then.
Oh, that was his brother's friend.
Yes.
Okay, that was
great. Wait one second. Oh, yeah. My dad has my cell phone.
I need
to call my mom. Yeah, but I'm kind of in the middle of a podcast.
You can use the fish phone.
Hello?
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 Can you use the fish phone?
We don't have a fish phone.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Yep. So, shall we get back to another song?
Sure.
Because we pretty much covered Snakes on a Plane here. And I have actually discovered that we've got a lot to talk about. Including the Emmys.
The Emmys?
The Emmys.
The Emmys.
Did you watch that?
No, I didn't.
What's wrong with you? You're Dara. You watch everything.
Not everything.
Well... Stuff like the Emmys you watch. Whatever.
Well, I just heard stuff about the Emmys. Like, I heard how two Cartoon Network shows got nominated for the Emmys. Something on the Emmys.
It might have been Camp... Best Animated or something.
Yeah, I think it was like Camp Lazlo and Foster's Home. But they were only nominated.
Even, like... it wasn't even, like, a televised award, so... I'm actually going to pull up the winners while we're gonna break to another song. The next song that we're gonna break to is... Ooh, sorry. See, I'm going to log in here. The next song that we are going to break to is, looks like Love Sick Suicide by the Wayside. Which
Love Sick Suicide?
Apparently.
Okay, then.
So, yep. We're going to break to By the Wayside right now. And they're pretty good. So, yeah. Enjoy.
After reading your letter, I think it'd be better if I let you go. The words have no meaning, no sense of competing, and the tears overflow. The text in this paper, because your love is broken, even my cat. I'm tired of bleeding, my heart keeps on screaming, I'm tearing them up. So time will reverse, I'll take my hold to tender affection, trustworthy connection.
Okay, so, Whoa.
What?
Okay, that was weird. I just totally forgot what I was gonna say.
Damn it. I lost all my money. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
So, let's see. Oh yeah, we were going to talk about the Emmys. I've got the Emmys page pulled up right now. Let's see. What do you want to see who won for stuff?
I want to see Wonder Woman because who won the best animated movie? I mean, show.
Best animated program. Hold on a minute. You talk for a second.
Okay, dokie. Well, hello, everybody. Sam gave me a question.
Hey, sorry about that.
Sam?
Yeah?
I've kind of got someone on the other line.
You do?
I'll be right back. This shouldn't take a second.
Okay. The Emmys website is being ridiculous, so I can't find out who won animated. Isn't that great? I'm actually going to search Google for Emmy winners. So, ...2006 Emmy winners announced. Best animated program in less than 1 hour was awarded to The Simpsons. Big surprise. Over stuff. So, 24 won Best Drama Series. The Office, which is a really good show that I like that most people don't like. I don't think Daryl likes that much. They won The Office. The best miniseries was Elizabeth the First.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey. Guess what won Best Comedy?
What?
The Office.
The Office?
Yep. I know you don't like The Office that much.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of like it, but you never got into it.
Yeah, that's what happens with me. Hey, listen to this. I am about to do some really stupid and online Texas Hold'em on TBS. I have no hope of anything, and I'm going to go all in.
Hello, Daryl.
Who is it now?
Maybe we should play a game. So
I really need to call my mom, dude.
Well, I'm kind of in the middle of this.
You put me on hold some more, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck.
Oh, I won!
Woo! You did?
I had absolutely nothing to
do. Yes, can we get back to me now? Thank you.
Everyone's
selfish.
I really need to find out what time she's going to work.
Sure, you know that, like, every day.
How about, 3:16?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, it's a three-way phone. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, Sam, would you mind if you were on
Whatever,
hold?
Whatever, just put me on hold again. I don't friggin' care.
Okay, you know I'm gonna have to hang up on you, right?
Who, me?
No, Sam. You hang up the phone now.
Oh,
why do you keep calling on the phone? What?
Dara, don't you have two lines, though?
That's only if someone's calling me.
Oh, okay. That sucks. So, yeah. While we get that set up, we're gonna break to another song here. Sorry, everybody. It's, this is, Window by Cat Scan. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Chuck it. Where is the window? Where? on my heels, running like lab mice on exercise wheels. Where is the window?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm gonna have to beep out your phone number, thank you. No, seriously.
Oh.
It just said your phone number on the friggin' show. I'm gonna have to edit that out, thanks. But,
That was my fault.
For not picking up.
It's my brother's fault.
Yeah. So, we're back. Just for the record, all of our music is provided by the PodSafe Music Network. You can find them at music.podshow.com. And another note, we're trying to get like a little more like widely spread than we have been in the past. So like if you like us, tell your friends about it. If you don't like us, tell your friends that we fucking suck. We don't care as long as we're out there in space. I like space. Well, yeah. And we're also potentially going to get like a new logo, get a cafe press shop opened up. We want to do stuff. We want to make people happy, and we want people listening, kind of.
Yes.
So that would be really cool if, like, if you find out about us and stuff. Whatever. Oh, by the way, my name is Earl, won Best Director in a comedy series.
Sweet. Does the new season coming out soon?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. My Name is Earl, The Office, The Simpsons. What else is coming out?
Wait, The Simpsons one.
You haven't seen the commercial for The Simpsons one yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's September 10th, and I don't know. It's going to be a Fat Tony type episode.
A Fat Tony type episode?
Yep. And also, oh, by the way, there's going to be a Fantastic Four sequel. Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Okay, there's going to be a Superman sequel, too.
Superman sequel? Eh, yep. I'm not that, surprised.
What about the Batman sequel?
The Batman sequel? I'm expecting that to be really good.
Yeah. Especially since they're taking another 2 whole years.
Yeah. But, okay, what was I saying? Okay, I gotta stop whatever this short-term memory problem is. But also,
I get it all the time.
Yeah. I forget things all the time. Where am I? But there's a new show that's going to be on NBC. It's like Super or something, and it's like a show about superheroes, and they had a
what's it called?
Super or something, or Heroes, or it's something.
Oh, Heroes.
Heroes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Does it look good?
I think it was about like real superhero type people.
Cool. It looks like it's going to be really good.
Cool.
Okay. What else are we going to talk about today? Let's review some... What were we going to say?
It's like the end of the summer.
Oh yeah, it's the end of the summer. Our school starts in 2 days.
Yeah, so we're angry.
We angry, yo. Don't let me ever say that again. but, yeah. It's not great having school start up again. I don't know, for several reasons.
And those reasons are?
And those reasons are... One, I hate school. Two, there's construction going on the school.
Really?
Yeah, there's been construction going on in the school.
Have you seen Tracy's
And apparently
school?
They don't even have plumbing going up yet. The
have
plumbing
you seen,
isn't even working in
have
the school.
Have you seen school yet?
What?
Have you seen Tracy's school yet?
No.
They, you,
you
know
keep
the front
telling
stairs
me to see
it.
Have?
What?
You keep telling me to see it.
Yeah, it looks crazy. The front steps are completely demolished.
Whatever. But let's get to our next segment type thing, YouTube, which is one of my favorite websites in the world, and it probably will be for a while. But last week, or yesterday to say more simply, we talked about the Stephen Colbert green screen challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You see the Stephen Colbert green screen challenges. Well, quite simply, it's a challenge with Stephen Colbert on a green screen.
So
not that
like
hard to understand,
anyways,
right? I already kind of explained it. But today I'm pretty much going to be showing everybody my favorite little bits. One of my very favorites is Stephen Colbert versus Ransor. Or Ran... I think it's Ransor.
Ransor. Okay. Ransor. Who the hell is Ransor?
I have no fucking idea, but it looks really cool. Because he's rolling all over the place. He's being ridiculous. And then... Then there's, Stephen Colbert... AIDS Jedis? AIDS as in, like, helps.
Disease?
AIDES.
Yeah, as in the disease. As in the disease.
No, not AIDS. AIDES, as in helps. Not.
I didn't hear the E.
STD.
Okay. Did I AIDS?
Yeah. Hold on a minute. You talk for a second.
Okay. I really don't know what to talk about, so I don't know why Sam told me to do this. But
yeah. I'm back.
You really didn't give me enough time?
Yeah,
to
we have a lot of little bits where one of us leaves.
We do?
Yeah, a lot of us leave a whole bunch of times. It's kind of weird.
Yes.
Whatever. But, who do you think should have won Best Comedy for...
I don't know. My name is Earl, I guess.
My Name Is Earl? They weren't. Yeah. I don't think they were nominated.
They should have been. That show was hilarious. Did you ever see the show Listen Up or Committed?
Nope.
Those shows were funny, but they were canceled.
Two and a Half Men was nominated for like 50 fucking things, though.
Two and a Half Men. Yeah, I heard that's a good show.
With Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't really have much else to talk about.
How long has it been?
Like, YouTube, relatedly. What about you?
I don't know.
Not at all?
Nope, I've got nothing.
Gee, you suck. No, just kidding. Whatever. How about we break to another song and then we talk about... actually, I just spit out all my gaming news yesterday. So, we still have two songs left. So, I don't know. I don't
just
do
don't
this.
Use them all. How long has it been?
Not long at all.
I have to go.
You have to go anyway? Whatever.
I have to go to get a haircut.
Well, this makes for a 35-minute show. That's pretty pathetic.
That's good.
No, not considering that we have an hour and a half long show.
What?
Not considering that our show is an hour and a half long.
Since when has it been an hour and a half long show?
For a long time, Dara. Whatever. So... I'm going to break to one of our songs, and then we'll save the next one for later.
Okay.
So this has been a pretty pathetic episode, so sorry, everybody. Yep, you can check us out. You didn't hear this, .podomatic.com. Our websites, our emails, you didn't hear this at gmail.com. Email in suggestions, segments... we don't really care. Just send something if you want. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Tell them to tell your friends. Tell them to tell their friends, and they'll tell their friends, and their friends, and their friends, and their friends, and... Fuck, I can't even go on any longer. I'm gonna have so many verbal typos. My head's gonna explode. So, yeah. We'll talk to you guys next week, and, this last song is, Last Cowboy by The Sleepers. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.